When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
When I first read the email for today's second date update, I thought that the dude might be freaking out prematurely because his date hasn't called him back in 4 days. Oh my God, and he's going nuts. It's one of the best dates he's ever had. His name is Josh. Josh, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, dude. I'm sort of broken up because I thought I was having this great date with this girl, and I mean, it's probably one of the best dates I've ever been on. Just let me tell you, you guys are awesome. I love your show, and I wish I was calling you for something
Thanks.
Better. But
Josh,
now
hey, Josh,
being...
Josh, you can calm down a little bit there, buddy.
Yeah,
you sound yeah. You just let's just talk it out for a second, all right? Yeah, your email said that you were really concerned that this girl hasn't called you back in 4 days. When I started reading your email, I was like, okay, that seems a little premature. 4 days is not that long. Mm-hmm. But then I read your email some more, and I found out the reason that you think she's not calling you back, and I completely understand. Why don't you tell Jose and Lydia?
All right. Hey, yeah, man. I'm a regular dude, man. I work construction most of the week, and it pays the bills. But, like, you know, I'm trying to save up, trying to buy a house, do some stuff, and, like, construction keeps you in shape. So a friend of mine a couple of years ago approached me about, you know, doing a little male stripper action on the weekends.
Oh.
I've been doing that for a couple of years, and on the date I found out that she and I had a bunch of common friends, and I mean, there's just nothing that could stop her from making a couple of phone calls and finding out that I do that.
Oh,
no.
And so totally, like,
when you initially went out on the date with her, you guys met off of Tinder, right?
Yeah, we met off of Tinder, which means that she probably shouldn't be that judgmental.
Good point. But you had no idea that you have some mutual friends, and then over the course of the night, you found out that you do have mutual friends, and you're scared that one of them told her you're a stripper.
Yeah, I'm scared that one told her, and that now she's just like, oh, I don't want to go out with that slime bag. But, I mean, I'm just a regular guy, man. I'm just a regular dude. I'm not like in porn or anything. It makes me a few hundred bucks a weekend, you know? And I mean,
just,
that's nothing to sneeze at. That's a house payment, you know?
Josh is just a regular guy with some irregular abs that he needs to show the world. We understand how it is.
I mean, you know, that's just one of the byproducts of working construction your whole life, man. I mean, you know, and eating right and stuff.
How does that work, Josh? When you're a male stripper,
yeah.
How long do you wait to tell a girl? I mean, they're going to find out eventually when you're trying to date somebody.
You know, man, it's the connotation of it, you know, that you're going to instantly be judged. So, like, you know, and I want a girl to, like, know me, to, like, know my heart and stuff before I tell them. So, like, I don't know, four or five dates, you know. As long as I can stick it out before they ask me why I don't want to go out with them on a Saturday.
All right.
This is the same problems that girl strippers have, I think. I just want someone to know me for me.
Josh is just a stripper with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
I know you, man.
Oh, man. Y'all are making fun, bro.
I'm just kidding, man. Like, you do whatever you got to do. I don't judge you at all.
Yeah.
What did you like so much about Anne? Why is it so important to get a second date with her?
Oh, dude, she was just the perfect combination of everything. She had, like, brunette hair with these bright green eyes. And she just wasn't like the girls I normally date, you know? And she seemed like she really listened to me, and she's smart and full. And, like, I feel like this is a girl I can have a life with. That's why I'm freaking out after only 4 days, you know?
Okay. Now, other than one of your friends possibly telling her that you strip sometimes on the weekends. Is there anything else that could have gone wrong on your date?
I don't think so, man. It was an awesome date. And, I mean, even if she found that out, like, she needs to give me a chance to explain, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Know me.
Have you talked to her at all since you went on your date? Like, have you texted back and forth or anything?
I text her, you know, like, what do you like today? And she texted me back that said, I'm really busy right now. And I figured that meant she was just going to text me once she wasn't busy, like, you know, in an hour or something. And then just nothing, man.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Just hang on. Keep your shirt on. We'll be calling in just a second.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I'm going to be completely honest here. I've never wanted to make a stripper happy so much in all my life. And I put a lot of effort into making strippers smile.
This is the first time you're doing it without dollar bills, too.
It's true. I don't know how to do this, but we're going to give it a shot here. Josh is on the phone for his second date update. He wants us to call Anne. Josh met Anne on Tinder. They went out, had a great date. They have some mutual friends. He's scared that one of his friends may have told her that he actually strips on the weekends because he normally waits until a few dates to let girls know that because obviously... Kind of a weird thing when you hear somebody's a stripper. Josh, are you about ready to give Anne a call?
Let's do it, man.
You sure this isn't a way for you to drum up some business with our listeners? A lot of people on the text board at 78592 want to hire you.
I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. We're going to give her a call and see if she knows your dirty little secret. Okay?
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Call it a dirty little secret. It's a part-time job.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Sure. Josh is just like, just shut up.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Anne, please?
This is she.
Hey, Anne. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5. How are you? You familiar?
Is this like an ad thing or like you're trying to like sell something or?
No, I'm not a telemarketer, although I hear it pays well and I might do that soon. But I'm actually calling from a radio show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on the radio station Moving 92.5.
I'm not on the radio though, right?
You are on the radio, yes.
Oh, why?
We do a segment on our show where listeners email us about people they've gone on dates with who don't call them back. Somebody emailed us about you. His name is Josh.
Josh called the radio station?
Yes.
Okay. Weird.
He thought maybe you were blowing him off.
No. I'm just working every single day, like 12 hours a day.
Oh.
Basically, I'm up for a promotion at work right now, but so I just texted him that I was really busy, and that's all I can think about right now is work.
Okay, so
this
you
week, like need to be doing my work.
You planned on calling him back then?
Yeah, I was going to call him this weekend. Oh.
So he was a little premature in thinking that you didn't want to go out with him.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really great date. I don't know why I wouldn't want to go out with him. I mean, now I'm a little bit like weirded out about this thing, but
this is a first.
Yeah. So you actually legitimately were just busy.
Well, yeah, but I also told him that.
That never happens.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time when people say they're busy, they're usually like, I don't want to see him again, so I'm just going to let him down easy.
No, we had a really good date. It's just that I've never been this busy before.
You know, I thought that you weren't calling him back because of his secret.
Dude. Oh, Jubal.
What?
I thought you weren't calling him back because of the, you know, this secret that he has.
No, dude.
What are you like, what secret?
No, don't go there. We don't need to go there.
Look, why don't we just do it now, Josh? Just get it out in the open.
Oh.
Man.
Trust me.
Everything's cool.
It'll be better this way, though. It'll be better for you this way. We just get it out there.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Is he on the phone?
Yes, he is. Josh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Josh, say hello to Anne.
Hi, Anne. I know this is insane, but I find out why I hadn't heard from you because I just had such a great time with you. And I thought that you probably found out the secret about me from one of our friends, and I just...
I'm actually, really weirded out that people keep saying secret.
Josh, you should just probably...
Let me just... Something I'm not proud of, but I'm not really ashamed of either, and I'll explain the whole thing.
I'm a male stripper on the weekends.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. I mean, I'll answer any questions you want, but just know that I don't sleep with them. I'm doing it to buy a house, extra money. And when I was on that date with you, it was like magic. And there's no way like I would ever want to be with anybody else or anything like that. It's not like that. It's just for the money.
So you, like, when you say stripper, like, what do you mean?
Well, like bachelorette parties and stuff. Like I go and, you know, and it's cheesy, but it's not like super lewd. You know, I take my clothes off and dance around, and they put money in my G-string.
It's like
a stripper, but like it's like.
Wait, do you do this for women or do you do it like for guys?
Good
like,
question.
That's a good point.
No, I told them early on that I wouldn't do guy events. Oh, they pay more, but I. That's not my thing.
I was thinking about hiring you, Josh.
And do you do this, like, on stage? I don't understand how someone gets into this.
I do
like,
this on what?
Do you, like, answer an ad on Craigslist, or how did this happen?
Ann has a lot of questions for you, Josh.
Like, it's really all about the money. And, like, I would hate for my second job to ruin what I thought was probably the most unbelievable date I've ever been on and maybe ever will be on, and I just think you're wonderful and I want to go out with you again.
So, like, here's my question. So, okay, so we know some of the same people, and
right.
If you were afraid that I was going to find out from them, like, why didn't you just tell me?
It is kind of a big bomb to drop. I haven't had a real relationship in like over a year, and like the closest I've come, the second they found out, it was over. And I just want you to know me, and I want you to know what's in my heart, not judge that.
He's more than just a beautiful body.
Yeah.
And that's what he's trying to say. What's going through your mind, Ann? Does that, would it bother you to date somebody who strips?
I honestly don't know. I definitely am just shocked. Like, I am shocked.
Would you give him a crisp dollar bill in his G-string instead of an ultimatum? And that brings me to my question. Would you like to go out on a second date with Josh? Now, you said that you wanted to go out with him again. Now that you know his secret, and that's out in the air, that he is a stripper on the weekends, will you go out with him again? We will pay for your second date.
Well, I feel like I'm always that person that feels like I'm always saying to people, like, you should give them a second chance. So,
awesome.
Yes, I would give him a second chance, but definitely make it a public place since he clearly does crazy things sometimes, like call radio stations.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
We'll send you guys out somewhere with no poll so you can get to know the real Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, congratulations.
Woo.
Rock on.
And congratulations. You know what? I'm glad you gave Josh a second chance and you're going out with him again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell that he likes you a lot, and I think you're making the right decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did have a really fun first date.
Think about it this way. If this turns into a really good thing and you guys get married, you already got your bachelorette party all figured out. Two birds, one stone.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Let's rage.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.